WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Children who are home alone during the holidays should be taught how to handle emergencies. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says when someone is at the front door, children need to talk through the door and never open it.
And the only reason why I say, you know, have them acknowledge someone at the door is because, you know, sometimes burglars will come and knock on your door, and if they don't get an answer, then they'll go around the back and try to break in. But if they know someone's home, then they, you know, probably will deter them.
Also, children should never say their parents are not home. A woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputy she was sexually assaulted by a man claiming to be a police officer. Wednesday night, about 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road, the woman said she was on her way home when she was pulled over. The victim said the man asked her to exit her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The suspect was a white, middle-aged man driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grille. Sheriff Chris Kirk asks anyone who was traveling Highway 30 at the time of the attack who might have observed this incident to call his office. Also, the sheriff cautions travelers to be mindful of being stopped by any person who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. If in doubt, a driver should call 911 to confirm they're being stopped by an official vehicle. The city of College Station has finalized the sale of commercial property in Northgate. Mayor Nancy Berry explained the transaction involving the land where the owners of Cafe Excel have been leasing from the city.
We have entered into a contract with Asset Plus to purchase that property.
Is there a projected date on when that deal will close?
Fairly soon.
The city council at this week's meeting rejected a request from the owners of Cafe Excel to purchase the property because it had already been sold. The ripple effect of the latest statements from the Vatican about the future of the Catholic Church crossed the Atlantic to Washington, D.C. Pope Francis issued a statement that, among other things, denounced trickle-down economic theories. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan thinks the Pope is on the wrong side of history and real-world economics.
Because it is one of the world's richest organizations, and that didn't come from taxing some people and giving it to the church. It came from people who went out and made money and then contributed to the church, and the Vatican is sitting over there that's accumulated, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth.
Flores says while the Pope wrote he was against the free enterprise system, he didn't say what he does support. That leads Flores to believe the Pope supports socialism or communism. The Texas National Guard will immediately begin letting same-sex couples register for benefits. The San Antonio Express News reports the Defense Department has approved a new procedure for enrolling National Guard members and their dependents for benefits. 5 Guard facilities in Texas had been off limits after the state commander ruled not to process any applications because Texas law does not recognize same-sex marriage. A lawsuit filed by 2 gay couples seeks to overturn Texas laws banning gay marriage. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in San Antonio and seeks to overturn the 2005 constitutional amendment, which was approved by 76% of voters, which defines marriage between one man and one woman. Attorney Neil Lane, who represents the couples, says that is precisely the reason for the lawsuit.
Civil rights exist. The Bill of Rights exists to protect a minority of citizens against a majority.
The lawsuit involves 2 couples. One involves 2 women who live in Austin now but were legally married in Massachusetts. The other couple, 2 men who live in Plano, tried to get married in San Antonio last month but were denied a license. What can you do with 11,000 pounds of gingerbread? At Traditions Golf Course, General Manager Bill Horton says they're building a giant gingerbread house to raise at least $200,000 for St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
The entire exterior will be an edible gingerbread house. The recipes had to be submitted to Guinness World Records for their approval, and then they actually have a representative going to be here on Saturday, the day we break the record, and they will throw down the gauntlet. Hey, you guys are the world record holders. We're hopeful.
Volunteers are still being sought, and Horton says the house should be completed this afternoon. Santa will be available inside for pictures. For volunteer and touring details, as well as a copy of the record-breaking recipe, go to WTAW.com. And is your shopping list complete?
I would encourage everybody to go out to Blue Baker, check out the angels and what they want. And then when you're shopping for your own family on Black Friday, you know, you can get the deals for these kids as well.
That's Brian Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey with a reminder to adopt a Christmas angel by going to either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station. You can also make cash donations by going online to mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you or someone in your family is all footballed out, you need to check out Suddenlink. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and they've got some great stuff for you. They've got the NFL package. You can get all that you want all day long. But if you're looking for something a little different, they've got the Total Home. It's ready to connect your family and home like never before. It includes the TiVo Any Room DVR, which means if you're done with football in the living room, go back to the bedroom and watch whatever you want. TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home. So while you're sitting back there watching a movie away from everybody, taking a break from the family, you can do a little surfing as well. And they also have unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink Safeguard, and so much more. Get a true bundle of joy. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Think of the money just in front of the holidays to get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $30 a month per service when you bundle it all together. Suddenlink has the best product lineup ever. So switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. And now signing up online is even easier than ever before. So check out their new and revamped website at suddenlink.com. Or you can even drift into the location right there on 29th Street and get yourself bundled to save.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather and will stay in control of the weather right through tomorrow. We'll continue to see sunshine throughout the area today. Highs close to 60 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows are going to be down to about 40 or so. Partial sunshine for tomorrow with highs near 65. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be around 50. Sunday, lots of clouds. Temperatures, they'll range anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor today. Coming up in sports, two Brazos Valley High School football teams are heading deep into the playoffs. I'll tell you who they are and who they're going to be playing and what time. Also, a lot of Aggie sports going on despite the Thanksgiving holiday. Actually, the A&M women basketball team played yesterday. I'll tell you how well they did and what all is going to be coming up in the schedule, as well as some NFL games going on yesterday, including the Dallas Cowboys, and some college football games. I'll tell you all about that coming up in sports.
Coach Blair always wanted to take his ladies out on kind of fun trips during the holidays.
Yeah, I would say the Virgin Islands is a pretty fun trip.
Not bad, not bad. You know, a little bit better weather than here. And, but again, yeah. We're going to have Virgin Islands almost type weather next week without the high taxes. So look forward to that. All right, here we go. Kind of a couple of stories that might embolden you a little bit. It's, you know, how do you feel about, first of all, people having to work on Thanksgiving Day, and then do you decide to go to those businesses, and is that in some way supporting a situation where people have to work on Thanksgiving Day? And, you know, the way I phrase that is having to work on Thanksgiving Day, but, you know, there are lots of situations if you're far away from family or anybody who you'd want to be with on Thanksgiving, maybe you just as soon work. Maybe that keeps you from being at home all by yourself, but standing up for their personal beliefs, a couple of guys may lose their jobs. In fact, one, who is a 10-year employee of Pizza Hut, claims he was given no choice but to leave his job when faced with the company's demand that the restaurant open on Thanksgiving. The Indiana man said during the meeting where it was announced that they would be open on Thanksgiving and that it would be mandatory, he asked, why can't the company let us do what is important to us and give our employees a day off? The former manager wrote a letter explaining his position, which reads, I'm not quitting. I do not resign. However, I accept that the refusal to comply with my greedy, immoral request means the end of my tenure with the company. I hope you realize it's the people at the bottom of the totem pole who make your life possible. Wrote that to his management.
Good for him.
Yeah, for Pizza Hut. Standing up for what's important to him. Yeah. And a Sears hometown franchise owner in Plymouth, New Hampshire, standing up for her to her corporate overlords and refusing to open on Thanksgiving. Sears hometown are many stores in small communities. We used to have a Montgomery Ward's that was kind of like that here in Bryan College Station before a store opened. And what they do is they're run by franchisees, so they're not really the company, if you will. So as a result, and they carry Sears products. They're kind of like an old-fashioned general store where you can buy Craftsman and Kenmore products. She decided to stand up to her bosses, if you will, and not do that. So now, Kat, have you gone to see Hunger Games yet?
No, I haven't read the books, and I haven't seen the first movie, so I've been invited, but I want to have a better idea of what it is before I watch it.
But you know that if you read the book, you'll only be disappointed when you go see the movie.
I read the book, and I saw the movie. I thought it followed the plot line pretty closely.
Okay. I've heard that the book matches, very, very, from literary critic kind of people are approving this movie, so. Yeah.
Okay, so Zach, have you, or do you care to go see this new one?
I've heard good things. I really want to go see it. I just haven't had any time here lately.
Just to show you what's happening, bow hunting is suddenly the in thing for 7-year-old girls.
Oh, really?
Yep. Fueled behind the new craze, evidently. The popular young adult series, The Hunger Games, which features the strong bow-wielding protagonist. That would be, what's her name, Katniss? Mm-hmm. Is her Everdeen?
Mm-hmm.
So there
Played
you go.
Played by Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, there you are. According to Denise Parker, who's the CEO of USA Archery, there's been a rise in interest in the sport following the release of the first Hunger Games movie back in 2012. And over the past 2 years, membership in USA Archery has more than doubled. To meet the sudden rise in demand, USA Archery is increasing their efforts to train and certify more instructors. I used to do the archery thing when I was young, and we used to have a place called Brazos Bowman that was out on the highway going to Snook.
That's cool.
Yeah, used to have targets out there kind of stuck to the side of hay bales and learn how to do that. But it is. It's kind of a lost deal. Well, okay, tell me, what PE class needs to have archery, right? Would not be a good thing. Go ahead.
Camps still do it, though. I was an archery instructor at a summer camp.
Yeah, okay, so. That would make sense.
I did it. I was in Boy Scouts. I went to a summer camp. I actually won an award for an archery.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay, based on what? Distance accuracy?
Accuracy, I guess. Wow. I don't know. I think I just got lucky.
So you're a sharpshooter or what?
Well, I mean, you know, I can hit the eye of a bird from 200 yards away.
Right, that's it. Well, and again, a long time ago, on the road that would go up to the Jack A. Williams System Building, when that was the main entrance to A&M, in the field over there, not on the side where the golf course is, obviously, but on the other side, you quite often would see archery tournaments over there. And they had Olympic trials here, in fact, one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that. And they also have archery classes, too, at A&M.
Sure, and you can do that. But the thing is, though, I mean, wow, would you want to be teaching beginning archery? I don't know. It seems scary.
It is scary when a kid faces you with the thing pulled back. You're like, nope, whoa, turn around right now.
That's right. You're back
it's
over
a dangerous
this way.
Side.
Back over this way. So now, but they get the little quivers and the little forearm straps and all that to protect their arms and all that?
Oh, we didn't bother with the arm straps.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, just go ahead and tear that skin off on the inside of their arm, huh?
No, it's not that powerful of a bow. They're like 8-year-old boys.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's a tough camp.
Liable to take a selfie and send it home to mom, then you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, we're not a camp for wimps. Oh, I'm sorry. If you're a wimp, go home.
Speaking of people who do work on Thanksgiving, a new survey just released by CareerBuilder finds that 14% of workers in U.S. America have to work on Thanksgiving. Forbes magazine. And Forbes.com notes that plenty of people traditionally work on holidays. They're, of course, in the medical and emergency service industry, restaurants, reporters and the media, gas station attendants. Gas station, what, the people who sit behind the, that's not a gas station attendant, that's a money taker, but nonetheless, they have to be open. Public transportation workers and business owners as well. So How many people who are normally in your house are off and gone this morning out doing Black Friday things? We have lots and lots. Why they do that? I have this story that you can tell them as soon as they come in from their shopping this morning, and they'll whack you upside the head with that big bag of stuff that they bought. But I'll let you know. It apparently is a chemical release in their brain that causes them
really?
To have to be going right
so they
now.
They get like a high off of...
Exactly. Now, if you don't like to do the Black Friday thing, but now you are confronted with the idea of there are gifts that have to be given, you know, it's that time of year, think about this a little bit. If you don't want to actually put something on a shopping list, try making a charitable donation instead. A survey by the American Cancer Society has found that almost half of American consumers are likely to ask for or give a donation instead of a traditional gift. So how should you, if you are the potential recipient, get that information to that person? Just simply tell them. And the Cancer Society encourages folks just to ask what the individual would prefer. If you'd like to mention that to somebody who, you know, pretty much has everything in their life, then ask them if you would like them to make, would you like me to make a donation to some organization in your name? And
oh, cool.
If they'd like to do that, then you could do that. The average donation this holiday season will be about $50. Do some homework, though. You can go to charitynavigator.org. Charitynavigator.org. That gives you a chance to see the performance of the charity, to see that they're doing what they should do. Now, one of the other things that a lot of us do this time of year, obviously, is look for the folks ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. And, of course, that's been around for a tradition for many, many years, and that's the way that a lot of people think of the Salvation Army with the red pot, and they certainly are more than happy to be represented that way and remembered that way. But this time of year, remember also that they now are taking plastic. Society slowly is becoming more cashless, so the bell ringers are equipped with a credit card or debit card machine, and they can swipe and just tell the ringer how much you want to donate, and they can do that for you,
How long have they been doing that?
This is probably the third year that it's been available someplace, but I guess in most places that's where it's available now. So if you don't have any pocket change because you're living in a cashless world, you can still help out the folks with the red kettle at the Salvation Army. And, of course, they are all over town here and other places. 722.
Take 10 seconds to imagine the face of your best friend, your coworker, your classmate, your hero, the face of a veteran, a senior on a fixed income. Now, I want you to imagine them without a home. More than 2 million people in America rely on public housing to provide a home for their families, and there are at least 500,000 waiting for a safe place to live. I'm Jewel, and I'd like you to join me and rethink how public housing is supporting your community. Visit rethinkhousing.org.
Sometimes losing can be winning, particularly when it comes to your weight. So says a national wellness campaign that's challenging the public to examine their weight and health and talk with their healthcare provider. The campaign draws attention to the many health problems that accompany excess weight, such as diabetes, hypertension, and others. The Your Weight Matters campaign, produced by the Obesity Action Coalition, offers participants a free toolkit filled with tips to help people talk with their doctor and live a healthier life. To take the campaign challenge, visit yourweightmatters.org.
Haphazardly holiday shopping for clients? Do tell. I've got to get all my clients and friends gifts before I leave town. I don't have time to run all over finding something special for everyone. Do people still sell those blankets with sleeves?
Pump the blanket brakes there, Snuggle Buddy. For Specs has Texas's largest selection of lower-priced wines, champagnes, spirits, and even specialized gourmet gift baskets. What say Sleevey Wonder now?
Specs lower-priced wine cases and gourmet gift baskets runneth over with people-pleasing perfection. And believe me, these mountains of holiday cheer will last long into the new year.
You certainly put the extra in extravagant. And with Specs lower prices, you'll save enough to clone yourself for the holidays. You're welcome. Specs wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
We've talked about it for a couple of weeks now, and it's finally here, the grand opening for Gun Corps. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and we're going to celebrate today from 3 to 5 with your chance to win some great stuff. T-shirts, koozies, and even a chance to win an AR-15 that will be drawn for while we're out from 3 to 5 at Gun Corps. It's in Bryan, kind of tucked off of Texas Avenue behind Chicken Oil and J. Cody's. We'll also have stuff to give away from Cafe Capri, and I'll have Renaissance Festival tickets as well. And one of the hardest things to find, if you're a gun enthusiast, is bulk of 22 long rifle. And they've got tons of it, so make sure you drift in and check it out. They've got a huge assortment of ARs and tactical rifles as well. You'll just have to come down and see for yourself. It's the grand opening celebration at Gun Corps. Again, it's off Texas Avenue. There are a couple little strip centers tucked in behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil, and the name of the place is Gun Corps, like Marine Corps. To get a little more detail, go to gun-corps.com.
It's time to go back in time. Join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend, now through December 1st. Discount tickets available at Walgreens and Randall's. Huzzah!
Good morning, it's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, weather's looking a lot better, as a matter of fact. Lots of sunshine. We're going to see that for the next few days. High today, about 60 degrees, 38 for a low tonight. 65 for a high on Saturday and Sunday, around 70 on Monday, and then we're up into the middle 70s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. So enjoy that nearly ideal weather. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 593% relative humidity. Chill factor is 31. The air temperature under fair skies is 35.
Winter is right around the corner. Make sure your furnace will operate safely. Save energy and keep running all winter long. Call Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air and get $50 off any heating service or repair. Your complete satisfaction with their service and technicians is 100% guaranteed, and their technicians show up when you expect them. Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750, or click Seeger1hour.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
John Roseman writes a syndicated column for McClatchy Tribune News Services. It's about parenting. I've never read it, but a lot of people do. It runs in 200 newspapers. Now, this guy's got a master's degree in psychology. He's written 11 books. He's a licensed psychologist in North Carolina, which is his home state. Now, in May, Kentucky's Attorney General and the Board of Examiners of Psychology demanded that John Roseman stop identifying himself as a psychologist. They issued a cease and desist order that would effectively ban his column in the state. They claim that the syndicated advice he gives amounts to practicing psychology illegally because he's licensed in North Carolina, where he is, not Kentucky, where they are. His problems began when he wrote a column advising the parents of a teenager to take away privileges and strip the walls of his bedroom bare until the little miscreant learned to behave and his grades improved. One guy, retired shrink, complained to Kentucky's Board of Examiners. Now, Mr. Roseman, a self-described constitutional conservative, admits that he is controversial. He advocates parenting styles from an earlier era, and he doesn't disagree with the conventional wisdom of contemporary psychology. He says psychology's created more problems for American children than we know how to count. And he's right. But whenever somebody tells the truth, intolerant liberals get their panties in a bunch. Freedom of speech, diversity of opinion don't mean a thing. So the Attorney General in Kentucky and the board, they want to shut this guy up by any means necessary.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
For your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-646-6613. That's 1-800-646-6613. 1-800-646-6613.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for the real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A woman driving home the night before last was pulled over by someone she thought was a policeman. Instead, she became the victim of a sexual assault. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk asks for a call from anyone who may have driven by the stopped vehicle Wednesday night around 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road. The suspect was driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grille. He asked the victim to get out of her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The sheriff also says motorists should be mindful of being stopped by anyone who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. Also, he says if you're in doubt, call 911 to get confirmation. The holidays mean no school, resulting in children being home alone. When someone's at the front door, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says kids should never say their parents are not home.
Make up some excuse. You're on the phone, you're in the shower, you're taking a nap. You know, whatever excuse they can come up with to say why your parents can't come to the door.
McKeithen says if someone is trying to force their way inside or if there is a fire, children should be taught to call 911 first and give emergency dispatchers and their location as well as how they can contact their parents. Another piece of commercial property owned by the city of College Station is getting closer to being sold. Mayor Nancy Berry provided an update on the sale of Chimney Hill Shopping Center.
I think we're getting real close to getting a contract on that.
Within a quarter, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Possibly even before the end of the year.
The city purchased Chimney Hill for nearly $10 million after voters approved a bond issue in 2008 to build a convention center. Another council reversed the decision to build the center, leading to selling the 8-acre property. Proceeds will go into College Station's hotel occupancy tax fund. Reaction from new statements from Pope Francis about the future of the Catholic Church include American politicians. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan noted the Pope is against the free enterprise system.
He's not doing a very good job of defining the differences between paychecks or food stamps, and I haven't seen many people that consider themselves to be self-fulfilled when they're on food stamps. I mean, paychecks is the best social program designed by man, and so I think he's on the wrong side of not only history, but real-world economics when he goes this direction.
Flores says the Catholic Church has been the beneficiary of the free market system. Houston is getting an unusual supporter in the fight against human trafficking.
Houston Mayor Anise Parker announces 16 topless clubs have agreed to contribute a combined $1 million per year to a fund to fight human trafficking. It's part of a long-running lawsuit settlement over an ordinance that regulates sexually oriented businesses. Police Chief Charles McClellan says the money will finance a new unit with 9 officers focusing solely on investigating such cases. A 1997 ordinance ordered sexually oriented businesses be 1,500 feet from schools, daycare centers, parks, and churches. Thanks to the fund, the 16 clubs can stay where they are. Clubs not part of the fund, they've got to comply with the ordinance. Scott West, TSN News.
Two teenagers were severely burned following a backyard explosion south of Fort Worth. Police in Burleson say 4 boys were playing with fire in the backyard of a home and triggered an explosion when they poured gasoline on the flames. 2 of the boys were flown immediately to Parkland. 2 others were sent to a nearby hospital.
The father was just screaming and yelling and saying his boys. It was really sad.
Family members say a 13-year-old boy was the most critically injured. He suffered burns to more than 80% of his body. It's easy to add a Christmas angel to your holiday shopping list. Ryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says stop by either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station.
I've talked to a lot of people that say, oh, well, I don't know what to get an 8-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. And I will tell you that on that paper angel, we have the child's name, pant size, shirt size, and then their explicit wish list.
If you prefer making a cash contribution and letting our elves do the shopping, go online to mychristmasangels.com. And executive chef Michael Menchaca has baked thousands of pounds of gingerbread at the Traditions golf course, but he's willing to roll up his sleeves for a good cause and to break a Guinness World Record. Menchaca says a more than 38,000 cubic foot gingerbread house should be complete this afternoon, and all proceeds go to St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
It's a lot of gingerbread. After you rolled the 20th pan, you kind of get a little tired. So we added a little bit of butter just to help with that. We are making about 500 gingerbread cookies with that recipe, and we sweetened it up just a little bit. And so you can actually come and purchase a gingerbread cookie that was the same recipe of the house.
Menchaca says visitors will be able to take their photo with Santa inside. At WTAW.com, you can find Chef Menchaca's house-building recipe and details for donations or volunteering. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. Your Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to BCSRealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is Sleep Number beds provide the best sleep ever. My Sleep Number, by the way, right now is 60. The bad news is it makes it even harder to get out of bed, so it's so comfortable. And what would be a better gift than a great night of sleep for somebody, especially if you have somebody that has problems sleeping? Well, the Sleep Number bed will allow you to adjust either side of the bed, which is great for couples. No one else has the technology of the Sleep Number bed. It's the only bed that is clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week, Queen mattresses start at just $5.99. Plus, for 1 week only, save 50% on Sleep Number Innovation Series limited edition beds only through Monday, December the 2nd. Go down and find your Sleep Number setting today at the Sleep Number store, which is right there on Texas Avenue across from Chick-fil-A. They've really got the most remarkable technology. You lay down, it maps out the sleep surface, and you can see exactly where your pressure points are, and they can help fix that at the Sleep Number store. Drift in and do me a favor, would you please? When you do, tell them Kevin said hi.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Make it a merry holiday with wine from Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Messina Hoff wine will enchant you. Its decadence louder than the ringing in of New Year's in Times Square. Gather holiday gifts. Share a meal in the Vintage House restaurant. Relax with wine on tap in the wine bar. The top all-around Texas winery is your top all-around holiday solution. Visit MessinaHoff.com today. Holidays in Messina Hoff. What a great combination. Come celebrate life with us.
On Saturday, December 7th, the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl takes place at Merrill Green Stadium. General admission tickets are available now for only $5. Free admission with a student ID or anyone 18 and under. Navarro takes on Hines Community College in the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl. Bring the family, bring some friends, enjoy the football, and support another great event in Bryan College Station. For more information, visit BrazosValleyBowl.com. That's BrazosValleyBowl.com.
Physicians Club Thrive Home Healthcare and St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. The gingerbread house will be open for tours and photos with Santa from November 30th to December 14th, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $2 for children and $3 for adults. If you have any questions, please visit our website at traditionsclub.com/gingerbread, email gingerbread@traditionsclub.com, or contact Traditions Club at 779-1007.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service has overtime coverage for you and your family, and no overtime charges. You come home after work and the unit's not working, then give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Abundant sunshine on this day after Thanksgiving. Temperatures will climb up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. If you're headed out, looks like a nice day overall. You may just want to take the heavier jacket this morning. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We should be 40 to 45. Partly sunny and turning warmer for tomorrow, 65. Clouds will begin increasing across the area tomorrow night, a low of 50. We'll have considerable cloudiness Sunday. High Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, yesterday was Thanksgiving, so that means two things, turkey and football. I'll tell you all about the football if you ask nicely. I'll tell you about the turkey coming up in sports and the scores and all that stuff. Also, a lot of Aggie sports going on despite the holidays. They're not going to class, but they are going out on the court for Aggie women's basketball. Aggie men's basketball is also going to be action, as well as Aggie football, of course, this weekend. I'll tell you all about the times, the games, who they're going to be playing, the scores from previous games, all that good stuff. Coming up in sports.
Well, it's obvious that a lot of people aren't working, at least based on the traffic out there. The parking lot here is empty, as it's close to a quarter to eight, and not many people on the road. Now, were you among those people who were out there early this morning, or is there somebody from your home who's still out there doing the Black Friday thing? Well, here we go. It's reasons beyond your control. That's the reason you feel so good about going out there on Black Friday. And apparently this is scientific research, so you can feel good about it. The people who choose to go out and do all this Black Friday and take it very seriously, there are aspects to creating positive feelings. Some people love the idea of fighting over the last fill-in-the-blank, Nintendo Wii or whatever it happens to be. But one study found that the perceived competition, if you will, creates positive emotions and induces the shopping value of, I got the last one. So maybe you weren't athletically inclined. Maybe that's not where your competitive nature came out. But apparently Black Friday is an opportunity for you to do that because it creates a kind of perceived competition in that it's not just a shopping day for a bunch of people. In fact, it is a competition. And as a result, sometimes you feel, playful about it, but quite often there are people who get a little bit excited. I'm sure later on this morning, the stories will start trickling in. And in fact, I'll look at 8 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be something about some riot at something in some state where somebody got run over. But what we do is we like discount coupons, and it actually shows up in our brains. What researchers did is they measured oxytocin, not OxyContin, oxytocin levels in a group of female shoppers. And it's interesting they just did females. I can't imagine there aren't males where the same thing happens. But they give them a coupon. And that deal increased the hormone level of oxytocin in their brain. And as a result, and oxytocin is a hormone that is linked to feelings of trust and love.
Yeah, you get oxytocin from hugging people.
Sure, exactly. Well, apparently if they give you a coupon, for some people it also increases the oxytocin. So just saying, again, you might have to ask people before you hug them, but you can always just get a coupon. Walking down the aisles there in the grocery store, shuffling along, you see those little coupon dispensers, where you pull one off. Just do that. Pop one of those off and your oxytocin goes up a little bit. But anyway, The deal is that by doing that, the shoppers who they talk to, feel good, because Black Friday really is just kind of the biggest coupon day of the year, and so it makes the hormone run in higher levels in shoppers' brains. As a result, they feel more relaxed, and they like the experience. And another study also found there is a sense of loyalty involved, what the researchers called collective consumption ritual. I love it. It's CCR, not Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a collective consumption ritual. Unbelievable to most people who find waiting in line as a torture. Many people enjoy this. Many people enjoy being in, and y'all were in college much more recently than I was. I mean, you spend your life in lines in college, right?
Right.
Got to be doing this, that. You know, everybody has to be at the same place. But anyway, for some reason, people are doing this, and they've been doing it for decades, and it's almost now part of the Thanksgiving tradition as much as a turkey. And it's probably not worth telling them that Americans spend roughly 38 billion hours waiting in line on collectively on Black Friday.
My dad's kind of like the Priceline negotiator.
Okay.
He's like, it's a deal, and nothing beats a deal.
Okay. Well, and you know, and that's true. We have some thoughts about that a little bit later on, too, some shopping tips that'll help you out. Now, did you travel? Were you gone? And are you back? Or are you in the midst of traveling? You're halfway here. Bryan College Station is where you traveled to, and now you're going to have to go back. Because the traffic was horrendous, apparently, in a lot of places around. My wife ran over to Austin and came back and said that if you go through Austin to come back to Bryan College, if you go through Bastrop to, from Austin to come back to Bryan College Station, that the wait to turn to get back over on 21 was up to 15 or 20 minutes. Just
whoa.
To turn. Yeah,
I know exactly where you're talking about, too. That's crazy.
It is. And again, that area is exploding. I mean, obviously, we've had a lot of growth here, but Bastrop, it's incredible. It really is, the way that's grown. And that used to be a shortcut, especially if you're going over to the airport, you know, go over and do that. But it's not nearly as easy as it used to be. But apparently, one of the things that happened with the huge winter storm that hit earlier this week, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was in a weather-related accident. Yeah. Actually, it's an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile because there's more than one. But for the there is a hilarious photo out there. The tracks in the snow seem to indicate that the driver lost control of the vehicle, swerving off the roadside onto a hillside and along a shoulder of the highway. Here's the weird part. This is the same ditch an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile crashed in 5 years ago. Okay.
Weird.
The crash, which is definitely not the same crash, but it was written about back in February of 2008, happened in Pennsylvania near the New York state line, and at least the Star Gazette in Elmira, New York is reporting that. Also odd, the photo was used by local papers in Wisconsin when a Wienermobile had a weather-related accident. Apparently, they went and searched the database for Wienermobile accidents, and they found that one. So they had a story about it. It just didn't happen to be that story. They just found a convenient photo of a Wienermobile. So,
well, if you're wrecked, I guess you got plenty of stuff to eat, right?
Well, that's like true. You got that going for you. Yeah. Exactly.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Oh, so we're back to
There's
that.
There's a problem
there we
that
go.
Most families face after every Thanksgiving. Leftovers. But day after day with no variety isn't just a problem during the holidays. It can affect a marriage, too. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You know how it goes. When you first pull that Thanksgiving bird out of the oven and the table is set with stuffing, gravy, and pumpkin pie, you feel like you can eat it all. And by evening, you've already made your first turkey sandwich and had seconds of everything else. But fast forward just a few days. There's some food still left, but you're losing interest. And the Tupperware starts getting pushed farther and farther toward the back of the fridge, with that green mold starting to grow. Marriage can be a lot like that. Right after the wedding, couples usually can't wait to spend all of their time together. But sooner or later, life becomes routine, and you're left with the leftovers. The passion and excitement are replaced by the same old. From there, the relationship gets pushed farther and farther into the background of life. And sometimes, it's even thrown away altogether. So in the next few days, when you open your fridge and see that container of turkey sitting there, let it serve as a reminder. Take action in your marriage. Don't let it become moldy. Do something outside of your normal everyday routine to revive the freshness your relationship once had. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. The A&M Consolidated football team is headed to the 5A area round for the first time in 3 years. The Tigers pummeled Austin Westlake last week 41-16 in advance of Saturday's matchup against Longview. Here's Coach Dave Raffield on the Lobos.
They're very aggressive and play old school football. They're going to try and run it down your throat, and their defense are going to try and knock you back off the ball. Again, tremendous athletes, not a complicated system, but they run it very well.
Kickoff is at 4 p.m. in Midlothian with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Also playing on Saturday are the Brazos Christian Eagles, who will look to remain undefeated on the year when they take on the Bay Area Christian Broncos in the TAP State semifinal. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. at Brenham Cubs Stadium. Going back to Wednesday real quick, the Texas A&M volleyball team capped off its regular season and celebrated Senior Day with a sweep over SEC foe South Carolina. It was the 7th victory in the last 8 outings for the Aggies, who improved to 18-11 overall and finished 10-8 in Southeastern Conference matches. Next up is the first round of the NCAA tournament, which is set to begin on December 5th. The Texas A&M women's basketball team kicked off the Paradise Jam Classic yesterday with a 69-59 Thanksgiving win over Memphis. Tori Scott scored a career-high 19 points, and Carly Gilbert added her first career double-double for the 12th-ranked Aggs. The Ladies will hit the floor again today with a 5 p.m. tip against longtime rival Texas. Broadcast will be on Zone 1150. Meanwhile, the guys will travel down south to take part in the Corpus Christi Challenge. The Maroon and White, who have started the season out at a perfect 6-0 for the first time in 6 years, will kick off play against Missouri State tonight at 9 p.m. Coverage for that game will be right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And of course, 21st-ranked Aggie football is on the road this weekend as well, as the guys travel to Missouri to take on the 5th-ranked Tigers. Texas A&M is 8-3 on the year and coming off a disappointing loss to LSU, while Mizzou is 10-1 and in a spot to clinch its first SEC East championship. Here's Coach Sumlin on the Tigers' D.
They've really improved from last year. Obviously, statistically, you know, they lead the league in sacks. You know, Michael Sam's a really, really fine player. Both ends are. I think the underrated stat is they lead the league in interceptions, too. You know, if that's the case, they've been pretty effective against passing game, and they're pretty effective against the running game. And when you have a defensive front that is as active as they are, that gives you the opportunity to be more multiple in the back, and they're utilizing all their pieces very, very well right now.
The two teams have met 13 times before, dating back to when both were members of the Big 12, with the Aggs leading that series 8-5. Kickoff is tomorrow at 6:45 with coverage right here on WTAW. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and as always, that means some Dallas Cowboys football.
Romo under center, handoff, Murray coming right, 5, goal line, touchdown!
touchdown! Three touchdowns for DeMarco Murray!
Because if you had Murray on your fantasy team, you were pretty happy as the Cowboys came from behind 21-14 at the half to beat the Oakland Raiders 31-24. The win puts first place Dallas at 7-5 on the year, and that's the first time this season that the Cowboys have been two games over 500. There were also a couple of other NFL games going on yesterday. In Detroit, it was the Lions blasting the Green Bay Packers 40-10, and in the nightcap, the Ravens edged the Pittsburgh Steelers 22-20 in Baltimore. Of course, on Sunday, it'll be the Houston Texans looking to reverse their fortunes against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The Pats are 8-3, while the Texans are 2-9 and on a 9-game losing streak. Kickoff for that one is at noon, with coverage right here on The Zone. In the college game yesterday, it was the University of Texas hosting Texas Tech last night in a Big 12 rivalry game. The Longhorns whipped the Red Raiders 41-16, then improved to 8-3 on the year and keep their Big 12 title hopes alive. Also in some SEC play, Ole Miss and Mississippi State played, with Mississippi State coming out on top 17-10 in overtime. After taking last night off, all three NBA Lone Star teams will be back in action tonight. San Antonio visits Orlando at 7, Dallas travels to Atlanta at 7:30, and Houston hosts Brooklyn at 8. And the Dallas Stars will return to the ice this evening when they host the defending champion Chicago Blackhawks. The puck drops for that one at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Acme Glass, been helping you since 1946. A location in downtown Bryan, and of course they have a location right across from the main entrance at A&M in College Station. No matter which store you choose, you'll get the same friendly, helpful service. And, you know, quite often, the work needs to be done not in their shop, but at your place, be it your home or your business or maybe your vehicle that's parked in the parking lot where you work. Acme Glass understands that. Acme Glass does that. That's the kind of service that they provide for you. But most importantly, Acme Glass responds quickly because replacement of glass is an important thing. You know, the way we use glass has changed a lot. Glass still is what it is, but the way that we use it, whether it's for a statement of drama or function and beauty and utility, glass provides that. And Acme Glass can show you work that they've done not only in homes but in businesses all across the Brazos Valley and have been doing that kind of work for decades. You know, maybe that you've seen as you traveled around or in a parade of homes or whatever, uses for glass that you'd like to employ in your home. Well, Acme Glass has done a lot of that work, and they can show you that work and other work that can be done in your home to give you that dramatic look. But whether it's function or beauty or both that you're looking for, Acme Glass can provide the glass for you. And again, they've been doing it since 1946. Downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till, and Zach talking about college football. And if you did miss the end of that ball game last night between Mississippi State and Ole Miss, it was really neat. And by the way, I noticed this is Mississippi State Stadium. They're building in their end zone too. I mean, there's for any football stadiums in the SEC, I guess if they can afford to build, they are building right now, which you know speaks well for a lot of teams. Anyhow, the guy who's their quarterback, and he's the quarterback who played here at when the Aggies
Prescott.
Played him, right? Prescott. He had hurt his arm and was not supposed to play anymore. He in fact was injured in College Station, and somehow or other the doctor looked at it and said that he would be able to play. And so last night he takes Mississippi State on a 13-play, 59-yard scoring drive, and they score with 2 minutes and 21 seconds left. I mean, the quarterback kept the ball, and he scored. Well, they go into overtime, and they score, and then
Ole Miss tries to come back, and it looks like their quarterback, who's his name is Wallace, he's pretty good, looks like he's going to score. And at about the two-yard line, the defender from Mississippi State knocks the ball out of his hands, and he gets recovered by Mississippi State and so in the end zone, and so they don't score on the overtime, and Mississippi State wins. And again, it's always cool when the home team wins because everybody's job is easier and more fun. So that was a pretty good and pretty exciting finish. And so the Aggies, now we kick off at 7:45, is that right?
6:45,
that's right. So that'll be the late game. And then they got that little Iron Bowl thing going on, huh?
Yeah, this could be a big game.
Yeah, it really will. And we'll see. Alabama and Auburn. Yeah, Alabama's pretty dang good. Somebody's going to be celebrating in Florida. Police in Florida